Hey, my little angels, welcome to Jean's Island Podcast. I'm your lovely host, Jean Vier, and I talk all things from my perspective, the way I see it. And this is this week's episode of Bedtime Talks with Jean. This week's topic is going to be about authenticity as a creative, following God's plan, even when there's blockers in the way, and most importantly, how I'm going to try to get through all of that because I am a one-man show. So everything you see on Jean's Island, on all of my platforms, I do it and I do it alone. So let's get into this week's episode. For starters, like always, my week recap. Last week was something different, something very challenging, I guess. The government played in all of our faces, and Trump is in office now. So everybody buckle up because it's about to get serious. It's about to get real. For starters, the week started off with the CEO of TikTok banning TikTok for TikTok and CapCut for approximately 16 hours. Scared the mess out of everybody, all content creators, everyone who makes a living off of TikTok. And 16 hours later, he's like, well, yeah, I support Trump and everything that he stands for, and he's helped our business. So now you all have TikTok. Side note, if you have eyes and you can see, definitely that was all pre-planned, pre-scheduled, and it was definitely a huge business move. And any person that is trying to tell you, Trump, the CEO of TikTok, or anyone of that matter, trying to tell you that they have the best interest of the consumer, they're lying. Their best interest is always the money. And this whole scheme basically just proves that. And I'm not going to say that all of it was a scheme because it was still a legal issue. But how to get out of that legal issue was definitely a scheme. You know, that's just the way I see it. But I was already mentally prepared for TikTok to be gone. I kind of already slacked on making content because I did know that I focused more on producing my, you know, my short form content on TikTok instead of also producing a lot more content on YouTube. And that's my main platform that I want to be on. And I just totally neglected it because of the dopamine, the constant kick, the constant view count, the constant attention that you get on TikTok is very addictive, and the communities on there is very addictive. So that's why we kind of just fell into the trap of just being TikTok creators. But that is not the definition of content creation. And on this week's episode, I want to dive deeper into understanding that content creation, don't put all your eggs in one basket, just in one social media platform. I do post on all of my social media platforms. I post on Snapchat. I post on Instagram, both accounts, Facebook, YouTube, and I still post on TikTok because I do ads on TikTok now. We bless God. That is one up about this week. I finally was able to be a part of the TikTok shop affiliate. I figured out how to use it, and I was able to get my first package. So we bless God for that because that just opened the door for me to get more free samples. Who doesn't like free samples? So I'm lit about that. As far as like TikTok being gone, I was like, okay, whatever. I just need to hurry up and buckle up myself for all the people who are moving to YouTube. And also, either way, I think this is weaving out the true content creators and the people who are just doing it specifically for money and not for the art. And I was kind of looking at it as like a plus. But then, like a week before TikTok was banned for those 16 hours, that's when we all found out that CapCut was going to be leaving with it. Now, that broke my heart because I do produce all of my content on CapCut because that's probably been the most easiest user-friendly editing software I have ever seen, and a lot of people agree. Now, as far as the templates that are on CapCut, that is something that, you know, we all utilize. I'm guilty of it. And bear with me. If you're a creative, if you're an artist, then you can follow. If not, then just try to listen to understand of what I'm trying to say during this episode, because if you're not artistic in that lens, then maybe this conversation you may not get. So as an artist, the templates on CapCut, I've used them a couple of times just to post fluff because the algorithm on TikTok specifically is so draining for a creator because you need to post 3 times a day and it has to be, you have to look directly at your analytics and you have to post them at certain times of when your followers or when viewers are most likely on the app. So you have to do research, you have to create your content, based off of a search engine, you know, so it's just like a lot that goes into posting on TikTok if you want your videos to excel and if you're going to put the effort in for your videos to excel. So that being said, because it's so tiring, it's hard to maintain that when I'm posting on all these other platforms and also producing long form content, aka my podcast. So it stressed me out because the biggest thing is that CapCut on the laptop, a lot of you may not even know because it only does this for like desktop software, the desktop version of CapCut. You're able to use the AI and you're able to get the long form content to shorts. Now, you could do that with Opus Clips. I think maybe even Riverside. I'm not sure, but there's other softwares that you're able to take your long form content, turn it to short form content for money. But of CapCut, of course, this is why everyone loves CapCut, is because you can do professional grade cheat codes of professional grade editing for the free ski or for $10 a month. And Opus Clips is like $15 a month and all the other ones, you know, it just goes up and up and up. Now we're talking, you know, more money that Ms. Janvier does not have at the moment. So when CapCut was gone, I was like, no, I have to do my podcast clips by hand now, which is going to take more time away from the other clips that I do, away from, you know, it's just, listen, if you know, you know, this stuff can get real complex real fast, and it's not easy. Some people think you just sit in front of a camera. Even the YouTubers who are already monetized, they just say, just pick up a camera and talk. Well, when you want to create a business off of content creation, you have to, and try to get monetized, you have to look at it from a business lens. And the reason why I'm yapping and talking 1,000 miles per minute is because it's stressing me out. Because I have so much going on now, because I'm getting more traction on my pages, I'm getting more collabs, I'm working with this people, that person, this podcaster, that podcaster, future podcasters. So it's like you have to schedule everything, because the priority at the end of the day, no matter what collab, no matter what you're trying to do for whatever brand, is your content. And I don't want to lose sight of my content, because my content is not for the collaborations. My content is not for brand deals. My content is to reach my little angels, make them feel safe, and have a community. And that's hard to do sometimes. You feel me? And with CapCut being gone, that just puts more on my plate. The issue is now, not knowing when everything got banned that it was only going to be for 16 hours, I was one of those people. I did not delete TikTok, but I deleted CapCut. Thankfully, I didn't delete it off of my phone or iPad, but I deleted it off of my desktop. Now, today, I've been so busy, I may just be able to download it, but now, because it's been a week later. But let me tell you the thought process of my brain throughout this week. It's been very, very chaotic. So I deleted CapCut off of my laptop, thinking that I attempted to use it. It wasn't allowing me to use it. So I was like, okay, cool. Can't use it. Toss it. I didn't have space on my actual laptop. At that time, I didn't know how to properly use my external hard drive. Follow me. So I deleted CapCut. I attempted to download Final Cut Pro. I have an Asus, a Windows laptop. At that moment is when I learned that Final Cut Pro is only available for Apple products, specifically iPad or MacBook. That hurt my feelings to the soul. I have Final Cut Pro on my iPad because it's an iPad. You know, I never thought if it could not work on my desktop. So I deleted CapCut and didn't have another desktop software, editing software to replace it. Now I'm going back to the drawing board because I prefer to edit my content off of a laptop because it just, I flow better. So now I'm going back to the drawing board. I'm transferring this drive to that drive. I'm moving files and all this other stuff. And then I finally get everything on my iPad and I start editing, and I'm editing on Final Cut, and I'm like, bro, I literally hate it because I don't have any other text templates downloaded. I don't have any other transitions downloaded. So it's just the base Final Cut. And with those type of editing softwares, you may need to download other presets you know, from other websites. And I'm just not at that level yet because I'm just trying to make sure y'all get the, you know, episode 9 on time. And by the grace of God, y'all still got episode 9 on time. And side note, today is episode 10. That means we've been doing this for 10 weeks, y'all. Everyone, let's give a nice hand clap. Yay! We finally made it to episode 10. We've been doing bedtime talks for 10 weeks. This is the longest that I've ever done anything consistent with content. So I will give myself a pat on the back for that one. Long story short, I was stressed, but I finally figured out that I could still get the product done. It's not going to be the exact same how my other podcast episodes were, but at least something, some product will come. So that was my headache for this past week. And glad TikTok is back. TikTok is not the same TikTok before I left. This is TikTok part two, is my good sis Zari Alexia says. Also, another thing I did this week is I was a guest on someone else's podcast. Yay! Isn't that exciting? Someone has asked me, moi, to be on their show, to be on their podcast. It was very encouraging, motivating to get my own stuff together. And stay tuned for the 20-somethings podcast by Zaria Alexia. I'll put her description down below. And we can't wait to see the product. It's looking good for the collabs this year. Like, we're going strong. But that's enough of my week. It was very busy, very chaotic. But we bless God for another day. And we've made it to Friday, or, well, for y'all, Wednesday, but we've made it, you know, another day. Now, after facing all of those things with, like, TikTok and, you know, me trying to figure out how I'm going to progress, it happened on a Sunday. Well, that's the other thing, y'all. The TikTok ban happened, like, hours earlier before than it was supposed to. So I woke up the next day, Sunday morning, and I'm in the kitchen. I'm talking to my brother, and I'm just like, hey, man, I'm stressed. And he's also a creator. He also has aspirations to be a director. And I'm just letting him know. I'm like, bro, like this, I know you don't be on TikTok like that, because my brother is an old man now. He's officially hit old man status. And he's just like, man, you're fine. You're fine, John. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, dude, I can't not worry about it, because I have to pivot. And everyone thinks like, oh, this is something small, but like the way my brain is wired, I can't explain it enough how much is going through my head at all times to make sure I get certain things done on time. It's difficult. Okay. He was just basically breaking it down how he was thankful that TikTok was getting banned. And for lack of better words, because as someone who is a creator as well, he was looking at it from the aspect of authenticity and how apps like CapCut and any app that makes things mainstream. So the way he broke it down to me, because I was like, what are you talking about? You're just a hater. It was giving hater at first. And I'm gonna be real, I did not want to hear anything this man had to say, because even though he's a creator, he's not taking the route that I'm taking. So he doesn't fully understand all the stuff that I have to do for this. So he was telling me that, like, look at, you know, the music industry and how, like, we have all these SoundCloud artists or even these TikTok artists, and, you know, because they have a little snippet that's trending on social media, but the whole song is actually trash. So it's dwindling the art form. And once he said that, it kind of clicked. I'm like, oh, dang. But mind you, I still felt attacked, because I'm someone who's essentially kind of dwindling the art form, because I'm utilizing CapCut, I'm utilizing TikTok, and I'm utilizing the cheat codes to make it to higher heights, right? And although that may be good for some people, but someone who really cherishes her work and her art, and I want it to be the best that it can be. Not perfect, but the best that it can be, the best quality it can be, the best sound it can be for the situation I'm in. I was like, dang, maybe I should take a step back and relook how I'm executing this, because I don't want to just be a copy and paste person. I want to be someone who has authentic work. Like, the words that I'm saying is authentic. The stuff that I'm saying, every time I open up this podcast, I speak from my heart. And it was triggering, because it's like, I'm an artist. No matter what medium we want to use, if we're going to use painting, if we're going to use drawing, if we're going to use writing, if we're going to use content creation, I am an artist. So as an artist, you hear someone basically clowning something that you use and saying that it's dwindling the history and the good things about the industry, it's like, ah, how can I navigate that? So then I looked at it and I was like, dang, actually, we're just gonna skip CapCut altogether. Even if it comes back, we're just gonna skip it and we're gonna go back to the back to the basics, and we're gonna teach ourselves how to use editing softwares that we're always scared to use, like the Adobe, the Final Cut, DaVinci, all of those things. Because I have some experience in Adobe. I've had to use it for class, but it's hard and it's a lot more complex and it takes a lot of practice to get to learn some of the aspects. But I can do it. And I feel like I've practiced with CapCut for like, 2 years. I think I can upgrade to Final Cut, Adobe or DaVinci or whatever to do more, to be more creative with my work, you know, because this is all going to be practice for when I have those bigger jobs, when I have those bigger outcomes of things that I want to do. I can, if I have an interview or if I'm trying to get an internship with someone, I can tell them, well, I know how to use this professional grade software. Because if I'm going to do this, I want to do it all the way. If I'm going to not work a 9-to-5 to pursue my dreams, I'm not going to half behind it. You feel me? Like, I might as well pour everything into it and get the most out of it that I can. And it was something that I did not want to hear. And it's something that definitely stressed me out even more. But it was something that was just like, okay, you know what? Unfortunately, Big Bro may just have a point. And it's going to be hard. But who doesn't like a challenge? You know, the main thing here is how all of this is stressing me out. And I don't want to lose sight of the beauty and what I truly want to do. And in that conversation with him, it reminded me of the beauty of the art, of the connection, the community, the things that I want to achieve through my content. This episode may be getting a little too technical for people who don't create content, but there's still a beautiful message for all of my believers and non-believers out there. So stick with me, okay? I'm worried of things changing. I'm worried of all the stuff that I'm gonna have to teach myself because I did not go to school for this. And that was also something that, like, I kind of felt attacked, because I wish I did go to school for this, because you can see how passionate I am about it. And I wish I took that opportunity to learn more about film, about cameras, about lighting specifically. My first podcast of Bedtime Talks, my lighting is a lot different and I think I have a more clear picture. But also at the same time, there's always room to grow and there's always something better that I want to do, because this is something that I really want to excel in. Through that worry, I still need to get work done, right? So some of you all can relate. If you may have had a terrible day with your family at home, and then you got to go to your 9-to-5, you got to go to work, or you got to go to church, and you're like, dang, I'm having a really crappy day. I have so much on my mind, but I still have to show face. I still have to code switch. And I still have to, you know, be nice to all these people. But on the inside, I'm like stressed out because I have XYZ ABC to do. So the issue began because I couldn't focus on what I had to achieve. I couldn't focus to edit episode 9 because it was a different software. I didn't like the sound. I didn't like the transitions. So I was struggling. I was feeling defeated and I was feeling trapped. One main reason why I did not want to move back into my parents' house, or even back in the region in general, is because there is nothing to do out here. Maybe it would be better if I had my own space, but I'm a night owl. So like in college, I would be the person who goes straight to one of the classrooms of the library after work, and I'm in there working or attempting to work until 4 or 5 in the morning, wake up, go to class, and be at class at 10. I'm that type of person, and be perfectly fine and do it all over again. And when I'm here, everything is closed after 9 p.m. There's nowhere to study. There's nowhere to do like things that I like to do. So I'm getting frustrated because I remember a specific conversation with my dad. Because I feel like he was kind of confused on why I didn't want to come home. And the mental health side of it, I was like, bro, I'm going to feel trapped. I feel like I will fall into a deep depression because I'm not shooting for what the higher heights that I know that I can do. I know that I can achieve. Now, I have a different perspective because God has sat me down and showed me that I can still achieve my goals and probably better by being home. But those days get really hard because I still feel trapped in a box. Literally, my room literally is a box. So I get irritated because I'm doing so much. Everyone around me, except for the other content creators, do not understand everything that I have to do and everything that I'm trying to achieve. And I have to constantly keep reminding myself that I will do it. I will achieve it. I can't focus in my room and I do everything in my room. So I started going to the library. I'm like, okay, cool. I go to the library. I get some work done. I come home, immediately feel trapped. And now it's beyond the work. So it's like, I don't want to be here and there's nowhere to go. That's like the definition of feeling trapped. And I had like a whole like thing in my head, like, oh my goodness, like, what am I going to do? You know, if CapCut is gone, I'm going to have to start paying for all these other subscriptions and, you know, trying to figure out how I'm going to be able to afford that. Looking into other jobs, continually to look into other jobs, y'all. As much as I say, like, oh, I'm not working a 9-to-5 to have a solid foundation of my channel. But if you ask me tomorrow, it may be, well, I'm not working a 9-to-5 until, you know, ever. Because I believe, and here, mark my words, I truly believe that before my savings hits goose egg, hits zero, that I will be able to be monetized and have a frequent, fluent income from my content creation. Now, that puts more pressure on me. Now we're worried times 10 because now you're putting financial burdens. It sounds crazy because if you don't know me, you may not understand. But I like to work. Not even just that. I like to receive money. I like to have a check. Who doesn't? I have bills I pay. So it's like I like to have that. But to release that all in the faith of God. To release that all in the faith of the dream that He has given me. My God, what the heck is a girl to do? So I'm just like, I'll be sitting here going crazy. And I was having such a mental issue that I couldn't even pray about it. I was just like, bro, if I start praying, I'm gonna start crying. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I have moments where I just don't feel like crying. I don't feel like saying nothing to nobody. And I went downstairs and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get me a treat. And I'm going to go get me some food. And when I go get me some food, maybe I'll feel better. And maybe I'll just, you know, can calm down. But I just need to get out the house. And it was like negative. So it was really cold outside. It was no reason for no one to leave the house. But I was like, I'm going to go and I'm going to go grab something. I go downstairs and my mom's frustrated with work. Mind you, I had just got my first PR package. And so I'm geeked. So I go downstairs. I run to my parents. I'm like, hey, I just got this PR package. And they looking at me like I'm crazy because they don't know what the heck I'm talking about. And they're busy probably talking about whatever business they have. So, of course, little old, you know, me, I, you know, little sensitive John, my feelings get hurt because I'm like, y'all don't see me. That's what it feels like. I feel trapped and y'all don't see me. I feel unseen, unheard and unwanted. So I'm like, great. I'm in a place I don't want to be. I feel trapped. And this was a big achievement a goal was accomplished and I wanted to share it with somebody. And I've had this issue in the past where I've had other achievements with content creation and I've shared it with family and they just don't get it. Or they're just like, okay, good job, John. Like it's such a fake congratulations and it frustrates me because that's the way that I perceive it. I'm not saying that's their intention, but that's the way I perceive it because I may be in a sucky place mentally and I'm so overworked and exhausted and I'm trying to reach higher heights. So I come upstairs and I'm salty, but I'm like, whatever. Like, God knows that this was an answered prayer. Me getting asked to be on other people's podcasts, answered prayer. Me getting over 100 subscribers, answered prayer. So it's just like sometimes I have to check myself and be like, no. I may not be making that money right now, but that's not what it's about. And that's why today we're focusing on authenticity of the creation, because it's not about reaching all of those goals and making all this money. No, it's about the art. It's about the community. It's about talking to my little angels, because all of that gets you overwhelmed. But I start crying because why? Because I'm mentally strained and I'm trying to do so much. And it's like I'm putting again somehow, some way I finally came to another point again where I'm putting everything on my shoulders of trying to do something that I don't have an example of. I don't have an immediate example of, you know. So it's just like, dang, okay, love my family down. They just don't get it. But I'm tired of explaining something because I always do something different than what everyone else does. And it's frustrating. I feel like I always had to explain, give an example and teach people when it's just like, no, do your own teaching. I'm tired of explaining stuff to y'all. Like, how many times do I have to say? And I get frustrated because my views don't be going up. So boom, that's the second thing I want to talk about. And these are all things that I eventually just have to let go. I can't compare to, like, I can't think about what other people are thinking. And it comes to family as well. Like, all of my whole family, they all want to see me win. They all want to support me. They just don't understand because they're not doing what I do. And I just had to be like, okay, cool. I get that. But at the same time, it's like, it gets frustrating because I feel like I can't do it sometimes. But it's like, I know I'm supposed to do it because God has given me this vision. And then it's also like, I look at my analytics, I look at my view count, I look at likes, I look at comments and the lack thereof. And I'm like, bro, I'm going crazy because I can get a video and it could be a couple hundred views, but only like 5 likes. Then that can make a person go insane because now as an artist, you're like, 500 people looked at my stuff, but only 3 people liked it. What am I doing wrong? Right. And that's why social media is sick. And it's some of those times where you kind of regret. I kind of regret the career that I chose. But at the same time, I love what I do because whenever I do get that one comment, someone just commented, I'm about to pull it up. Someone just commented on my Get to Know Me video, my Jean's Online Get to Know Me video. It's crazy because I posted this video 5 ever ago and only 40 people saw it. But the first comment that I saw was, "You are so beautiful. I love your attitude and your mindset. Keep doing what you're doing and pursuing your gifts. Can't wait to say that my favorite talk show is yours." Literally gave me a mile of inspiration, a mile of motivation. So it's just like, even though the lack of views sometimes were like, because it only hits once you get videos that get more views. So it's like, now your eyes have been opened and it's just like, okay, this is what I can achieve. Why am I not achieving it? And then you start going crazy and then you lose sight of the vision. And that's the issue of today, of this week, is that it's hard because I tend to lose sight of the vision because of how busy I am, because of me trying to pursue my relationship with God. And because of how busy I am, I start to not focus on my relationship with God. But that's what gives me motivation. That's what has given me this vision to pursue all of this, to take a non-traditional route to making money, to be more creative, to actually use the gifts that God has blessed me with. But because part of that business is paying attention to the view count and paying attention to your analytics, you start going crazy because there's an imbalance there. And in the same aspect, anything that you do, being overworked, working over 40 hours a week, doing anything else you're passionate about outside of content creation, the same imbalance occurs. Whether you have lack of sleep, lack of focus because of lack of sleep, lack of focus because of lack of proper nutrition. So you're struggling to focus and to lock in and perfect your craft to the best of its ability because of how busy your mind is. And that is your host's biggest struggle. Because my mind is very, very busy and it makes me feel like very irritated at times because with my eyes, I can see a certain vision. With my thoughts, I'm playing it out. I'm writing scripts in my head. And then with my hands, I'm editing, I'm putting up different stuff. So it's just like, it becomes overwhelming really quick. And today we take a deep breath, amen, and we let go. And we let God, because I started to, out of fear, I started making decisions. And it's so timely because my pastor last Sunday was literally just talking about don't make decisions based out of fear, or fear can make you make decisions. And I've done too many decisions this week based out of fear, and it has altered my week. And it could have been better, could have been smoother if I just relaxed, released it unto God, and wasn't so quick to making a decision and just being like, hey, God, do I need to get this different editing software? God, do I need to get a job? Because I do need money. You see, I need money. I'm trying to release this unto you, but at the same time, things cost. So I'm looking at jobs. I'm still getting decline letters. Like, so it's just like, clearly my resume is good. It's decent. You feel me? And it's just like, I used to put, when I was applying to other jobs in the past, I would put my podcast on there. But now I actually have episodes of my podcast. So it's like, everyone's not going to like you. But I don't know, I just be confused. But instead of being confused, because we do know that being confused is also of the enemy, we're going to release it unto God and not be confused of what I know. What I know is I have a passion of speaking to others, of spreading love onto others. I have a passion for talking. I have a passion for creating, of being artsy, having different ways that I see it. And I want to release it unto you all. And I'm going to do that. And God is going to fix everything else, because it's becoming too much. And I sometimes forget the blessings that were placed even when I'm in the thick of it. For example, me getting the PR package, like I've said 1,000 times this episode already, me having 276 subscribers. Praise God. What the heck? Where did y'all come from? Hey, how you doing? So it's like, sometimes we just got to take a step back and be thankful for what we have. If you're working a crap ton of hours at work and you're stressed out, take a step back and be like, okay, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you that I have this job. Or look at it like, God, am I supposed to be overworking all these hours? Am I supposed to be working this job? Is this truly my purpose? That's why we do checks and balances with God. Because when you try to do it all by yourself, you become overwhelmed, crazy, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, like I have been this past week. And it's just been a strong mental strain to try to excel my work. And I want my quality to be good. I want my message to be good. I want it to, my heart to still speak. And I want y'all to be able to receive it. But if I have a lack of sleep, if I don't have a proper schedule, then it's just like nothing is gonna work. If I keep that mindset, you know, another quick venting session for the week, because yeah, that's just kind of what I've been feeling. But last night I went into prayer because I just like, I had another great opportunity approach me and I'm like, dude, I really want this. I really want to do this. But where's the bread? So it's like, I really want to do this. I really want to go to this place. I really want to do content with these people. But Lord God, we pray that you provide the lamb. We pray that you provide the lamb, provide the funds. Amen. But no, but all seriousness, I know I'll be on here, you know, like talking my junk. But at the same time, I'm manifesting, y'all. I am manifesting, and I'm also praying that God manifests through me, and I will be an example for all of you and motivate all of you that this is the way. Now, y'all may not see it yet, but I've been getting a lot of support lately as far as like they see it. And like my good friend Miles always says, it's already done. And that is in the name of Jesus. It's already done. Okay. So sometimes you just need to get out your head, relax, release, reflect, and keep pushing and keep going and pray about it. So I've been praying about my situation, praying that it gets better, that better as in less stressful. But me as a person, I'm like always geeking, tweaked out about too many things in my life. And this is probably the most, which is crazy because I used to be really stressed and overwhelmed in college, but I really feel like that just prepared me to be max stressed with this, because it's still the thing of balancing schedules. But this is like the boss, okay? This is the boss level, and we're gonna knock it down, okay? So yeah, I don't know. I just really want to have, I just want to get back to the root of everything. I want to get back to the craft. I don't want to be worried about all the analytics and what everyone else thinks, because that's how you mucky stuff up. That's how you get to doing stuff that you weren't called to do. Focus on your passion, focus on the vision, and focus on what you were called to do. Because if I'm worried about the views, if I'm worried about money, if I'm worried about how I'm gonna do this, that, and the third, I'm gonna prevent myself from excelling. And that's not it. That's not it. So that's something that I'm trying to learn and trying to do better. This week has definitely showed me, and we're going to do it. I just need more time. If you think about it, we're only in the third week of January and I'm already maxed out. That's actually insane. This year has been like boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, dang, we just got in here. But it's okay because I love it. I ain't gonna lie. I do kind of like a little chaos. You know, I kind of excel in the chaos, the busyness of it, the hustle and bustle. So I do kind of like it. But at the same time, I do be freaked out a little bit. But we're going to keep going. We're going to keep chucking. Okay? Because we got this. I got this. You got this. And whatever your dreams and aspirations are, we're going to make it. It takes effort. It takes time. It takes discipline. It takes faith in God. And again, the radical faith of me and my dreams is going to come to fruition because I'm manifesting it. I speak into it. I speak it dang near every episode. I'm putting work into it. And everything else is going to come. And just like that, you can do it too. I promise you. Well, that's just the way I see it, y'all. Thank you so much for watching another fine episode of Bedtime Talks with Jean. I'm your lovely host, Jean VA, and this is week 10, episode 10. We've made it to 10 episodes, y'all. We've definitely beat majority of the statistics of failing podcasts. That means we're destined for greater. But like always, I love you. Most importantly, God loves you. Make sure you get some good night's rest, relax, and get some sleep. And don't let your mind get you stressed and overworked. Breathe, release unto God, and go to bed and try the next day. Thank you for all my podcast listeners on every other podcasting platform, specifically Apple Podcast listeners. Make sure you drop me a comment and review down below. And I'll see y'all next week on Bedtime Talks with Jean.